4, Tango Uniform Zulu, radio check, over. Tango Uniform Zulu.
4 TUZ. November Charlie 9 Victor. Lames Leon. Your signal sounds scratchy. I mean, you make it in the repeater and everything, but it sounds like you might be on an HD.
Sam, and I was hoping with it being such a pretty and warm day that my signal was getting out good.
In the background, but you're totally readable. Making the repeater fine.
Says you were November Charlie 9 Victor. Is that correct?
Or what we say, QSL.
I am Whiskey 4 Tango Uniform Zulu, and I am Blake. I am down in Simpsonville.
My son lives over there in Simpsonville. Nice to meet you, Blake. Like I said, my name's Leon, and I'm in my truck, just left work, and I'm heading up to the mountain, call it a day. Hope you're enjoying your day. It's a beautiful day out there. It's warming up nicely.
I have to say, I would, my day would be a whole lot better if I was headed up into the mountains where you are. We like it down here in the foothills, but, man, when we can get away, we sure do.
My wife and I thought that way, about 30 years ago, and we were living in Charleston, South Carolina at the time, and decided, you know, I want to retire at the mountains, and I got to thinking about it, I said, what am I waiting for? Why don't we just move to the mountains, and I can retire in the mountains? So that's what we did. We packed up everything, sold off some accounts, and moved to the mountains, and ended up eking out the rest of our retirement there.
A junior in high school. So I've got about another year, and about this time next year, me and my missus, we will be planning our migration as well.
We had a freshman in high school, and yeah, he was not a happy camper, having to move up to the mountains, and they'll be so backwards up there in the mountains, you know? All the stories kids hear about living in the mountains back in the day, but he was not happy, but I think he's happy now. And my daughter, she was just starting elementary, so it worked out really well. Mama drove school bus for a little while and, down there in Charleston and came up here. And the school's pretty good. And it worked out well. We love the mountains. I don't think we're going to move anywhere else ever. Where I've got property at now, I'll probably be dead and buried there.
From Liberty, which is kind of a little bit lower in the foothills there than you are, but I totally understand the sentiment, and I can sympathize with your children since I grew up in Liberty. Yeah, if you don't like to fish or hunt or the mountains, if you're looking for something to do, if you're headed from Greenville toward Oconee or Pickens County, you're headed in the wrong direction.
Loves hunting and fishing, being on the water. He was raised on the water. He had a buddy down there in Charleston that used to live about a half a block from the Tidal Creek, where you, from half high tide to half low tide, you could get we had a little 14-foot high tide, a boat with a 40 horsepower motor on it, and him and his friend would put around the Intercoastal Waterway at the Stoner River and the Wapukut. They'd have a blast. And he came up here, and that's where he took up hunting and everything. So he'd been all over the mountains up there on the mountain there. One day he called me up to pick him up in Lake Lure. And him and his buddy had walked from our property. You can actually walk to the back of Timmy Rock Park and go into Timmy Rock. Peter Dulong, I'll let you go. It's good talking to you, Blake. 9VE Mobile.
That I switched over to HT, or I switched over to Echolink, excuse me, because my HT was getting a little bit fuzzy and I wanted to make sure I could hear you.
Your HT is making it just fine. I mean, it was not a problem. I don't know if maybe you might have getting a little fuzzy on the receive end.
I'm just on a Quan Chang.
Okay.
with a 3 foot whip tactical, and sometimes it gets a little wonky on me, and I wanted to make sure I was, you know, receiving you and could hear everything you said.
Yeah, you had any plans on where in the mountains y'all wanted to move to?
So my wife is originally from the Allegheny area of central Pennsylvania. She really likes the Sunset area, the Marietta area. We also have friends that live kind of across the state line in Maggie Valley, and she is really interested in Sorrel's Cove over there in Waynesville, North Carolina.
Really nice area over there. The mountains, you know, you have a good thing. Everybody wants a piece of it. My wife and I, where we live, we were the only ones on the ridge, really, that stayed year-round. And now we've got two neighbors that stay full-time. And one is seasonal, and another one is seasonal. And just this past, I guess they finished it up. They started construction in the summer, and they've just finished up the house right next to us, which is, we're not used to having neighbors. Our closest neighbor was probably, I don't know, a quarter of a mile.
Well, as I said earlier, I was born and raised here, but my wife was not. And I think when folks, and I don't mean to pick on my northern friends at all. Like I said, my wife is from Pennsylvania. But I think when these folks up north, when you talk to them and they find out that they've been paying $25,000 a year in property taxes, and you can come down to somewhere like Pickens County or northern Greenville County, northern Spartanburg County, like I said, over the line over there in Maggie Valley, and they find out that you can pay $2,500 a year instead of $25,000, I think that really motivates a lot of people to say, hey, I don't mind living in the mountains.
Usually what happens is they'll make the big money up there, and when they retire, they'll move down here because your money will go a whole lot farther.
True that, and you can't blame them. You can't blame them. I mean, you have to admit, if you are south of Virginia and east of the Mississippi, man, this is some good country.
And me and the wife have been talking about, you know, when we moved here and everything, and that sometimes I wish I would have moved a little bit more remote. You know, I don't mind the long commute as long as you get remote. You know, enjoy the peaceful, quiet nights and just a good old country living. NC9B.
Whiskey 4, Tango, Uniform, Zulu. Yeah, you are exactly right. How you know when you're getting encroachment is when you get a Dollar General within driving distance of your house.
Excited because they're getting Ace Hardware directly across to the Dollar General. that'll be convenient. Ace Hardware store? Yeah.
Just to tell you the kind of area that I live in, they took the Ace Hardware and moved it off the main road and moved it out into the middle of nowhere so the rest of us would know where it was.
Charleston, now in the coastal area, is just going to be one giant city. I mean, you'll be able to drive up down the East Coast and not leave the city.
I would have to agree with you. I actually went to nursing school in Horry County, which is where Myrtle Beach is. And Myrtle Beach and Georgetown and Charleston, they are growing into one metro area. And like you say, eventually you'll be able to leave Jacksonville, and you'll just drive from metro area to metro area to metro area to metro area until you get to D.C. I agree with you.
I'm familiar with Horry County and Conway and Myrtle Beach and Loras and all that area. We used to go up on the weekends up there at Myrtle Beach from Charleston. My brother and I, we had a motorcycle. We'd go up there and get a motel and spend the weekend. And we had all kind of fun. Go down to Beaufort, used to, at one point, we used to live at the KOA campground up there in Highway 78 in Charleston, and had met two girls that came to the campground. This is a KOA campground and a mobile home park at the same time. And I met them, and they, I guess, went for a camping trip down to Buford and invited us down, so we rode the motorcycle down just to see them.
I will still say, because my son works the summer times at Myrtle Beach as an ocean lifeguard, I will still say there is still definitely magic on the East Coast for young folks that, you know, decide to take the plunge and go out for a weekend vacation, like you say, anywhere from Charleston, really all the way up to Wilmington. But eventually our grandchildren will talk about going to, you know, the Savannah area or the Charleston area. And I think these little places, like you said, Georgetown, Cherry Grove, maybe not Georgetown, but Cherry Grove, Merle's Inlet, Surfside, little places like that, they will be absorbed into a larger metro area because, like I said before, there are people that are discovering you can come to the Southeast Coast with really $500 in your pocket and you can have a good time.
I want to go back and look at the crab legs. I remember there's a place that's right above Myrtle Beach. It's all you can eat crab legs. Got a text message. It's my truck telling me I'm getting my job assignment from Puerto Ball, I guess. But yeah, all you can eat seafood. Love it.
Roger that. I won't keep you. I think I know where you're talking about. I think you're talking about Original Benjamin's up on the north end where you, for about $40, you can get all the crab legs you can eat. Whiskey 4, Tango, Uniform Zulu.
Blake, and appreciate the reminiscing there. Be good for you. W4TUZ. This is November Charlie, 9 Victor, 73.
7-3, good to talk to you, sir.
Okay, radio check real quick, 84 PM.
The last station I did not copy, but go ahead.
Delta 4, Bravo Mike, just looking for a radio check, please.
Bravo Mike, you were coming in, I can hear you, but probably like my station, you have a little background static.
Roger, roger. Yeah, I'm actually up here in Mills River, about 10 minutes from Asheville Airport. And I heard y'all coming in good, figured I'd give it a shot. Just running this little Kenwood off of a battery out in my storage building. I want to try it out and see if I can make it to you.
After that, I can definitely make you out. If you and I needed to exchange information, we definitely could. And considering you're up there, I think you're doing very well.
So come back to me on that, and I hope you have a good rest of your Monday. And 7-3 to you. Alpha Delta 4, Bravo Mike. Brandon up here in Mill River, North Carolina.
How's that, Brandon? This is Whiskey 4, Tango Uniform Zulu. I'm Blake. Clear, 73.